This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There were car bomb attacks on two police stations in Iraq today, one in a village a few miles north of Baghdad and the other in the capital. At least 8 people were killed and more than a dozen others wounded. Most of the victims were Iraqi police officers. The attacks came less than 24 hours after the capture of Saddam Hussein. The announcement touched off celebrations in Baghdad and other parts of the country. But in the former president's hometown, Tikrit, the mood was somber. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Tikrit. What's it like there today?
Bob, there's a gray rain falling over this city a day after the announcement that its most famous citizen was captured. And of course, is Saddam Hussein. On the streets, we're seeing a very large U.S. military presence, and the Iraqi police are also out in force. I've seen some U.S. Army foot patrols. The police are closing off some streets. They're manning checkpoints. There's been a curfew, a sunset curfew in place here since Saturday night. That's the night that Saddam Hussein is reported to have been captured, according to the U.S. military. I would say the mood here is somber, but it is often somber. People here, they still, some of them, call Saddam Hussein their president 8 months after he fled Baghdad, and they supported this man. The U.S. occupation is very unpopular, and it has had to be very muscular here to keep down people who... occupation.
What was the initial reaction when the capture was announced?
People say they were in shock yesterday when the announcement came out. They just could not believe it. And some residents I've talked to say that that indicates that there was still some hope among residents that Saddam Hussein would return. Some people have told me they were convinced that it was Saddam Hussein that was shown, that disheveled figure, that tired face, who was being searched by an army medic, examined, having his throat actually checked with a tongue depressor. And they say they are surprised at how shameful his capture was. They expected him to go down fighting, and instead he went down without a shot. Other people are in denial, saying that this could not have happened, that Saddam Hussein was a lion and a very good president, and he must have fought, that this is U.S. propaganda that was concocted. Today, it is kind of life as usual, people moving around in the streets, and in fact, no discussion. I'm at a hospital right now. No discussion, according to doctors, of yesterday's historical events. People going on, in some cases, in denial, pretending as if nothing ever happened.
Has there been any fighting in the Tikrit area since Saturday night?
Well, on the two-hour drive up here from the Iraqi capital, from Baghdad, I saw the aftermath of what appeared to be 2 incidents of attacks on U.S. forces. In one case, a Humvee was pulled over, and its 3 soldiers appeared unharmed, but they were really on alert. They were in an aggressive posture, aiming their weapons at passing traffic, and a passerby told me that they had just been attacked. In another case, a truck convoy was stopped in the road. The lead truck, which was carrying U.S. military cargo, had 3 bullet holes in the windshield. There was some blood on the asphalt beside the truck, and U.S. soldiers were on the ground there taking photos and shooting video of what appeared to have been an attack. The 4th Infantry Division says there was nothing out of the ordinary last night, some fighting involving small arms fire and an improvised explosive device, but no casualties. Here at Saddam Hussein Hospital, now called the Tikrit Teaching Hospital, there's a man his family claims was shot by American forces yesterday 3 times. They say he was unarmed. So the capture of Saddam Hussein has not had an impact on the insurgency so far, and the grim and unpopular U.S. occupation here in Tikrit does continue, Bob.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Tikrit.